Bruce Bochy joins us. And I always like to have Bruce on, and we chat a lot about the halfway point of a season. And we sort of can reflect back of talking in February and spring training, going through the entire spring training, then finally making it through 81 games in that halfway point of the season. And, Bruce, it always tells you something.
Yeah, it does, and it gives you a good idea of where you're at, what you're looking at, hopefully a better perspective on, you know, anything you need to do as far as improving your club or adjustments you need to make. And but I'll say this, with you know, where we're at, we're not satisfied, believe me, but with all that's happened, yeah, we'll take it. We're still contending, and that's what you want to do. And at this stage, and we never thought we'd see the number of injuries, especially with the on the pitching staff, but also on the field, concussions, Longoria out now. It was a revolving door. But yet, you know, here we're over 500, and we're not too far behind the Diamondbacks.
Well, when you look over your career and all the success you've had, the bullpen has always been a big part of it, and this bullpen turned out to be pretty darn good.
Really has been outstanding. It's a fun bullpen to manage. You know, it's nice to have the experienced guys down there who I can interchange and give guys break. Last night I brought in Smitty, you know, to get four outs there, and then Maranta, two outs in the ninth, and you know, and they're not afraid or nervous, and so it allows you to do some things, and it allows you to be a little more creative in the moves that you make.
As I said, the bullpens have been a big part of your success, and of course, looking at the World Series and how you handle that. There's a movement today to go back to something that was done in the 50s, and that's take a reliever out for one batter, put him at a position, then bring him back on the mound. We've seen a couple of managers do it already. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it makes sense a lot of times. There's been more than once when I had Romo and Lopez here, I had them ready to do that. Worked out that we didn't do it. I have done it, but you know, I haven't done it in quite a while. But yeah, when you want to get the matchup that you want, yeah, because these pitchers, they're out there shagging during batting practice, and some of them are pretty good athletes. And but I did do it with Guerin. You know, if you remember, I put him out in left field one time. So it makes sense a lot of times. Because the opposing team, a lot of times they balance out their lineup right, left, right. So, you know, there'll probably be a time soon I do it.
All right, very good. We'll look forward to that. The young pitchers have come up, and one thing that strikes me about it is they don't look like they're awed when they go on the mound. They look like they belong on the mound.
They really do, and that's what I'm proud of, these young guys. And I think it starts in spring training, you know, when they're spending a lot of time with these major leaguers. And, you know, we have such outstanding veterans that spend time with them. And whatever you want to call it, spirit of hospitality, whatever it is, you want to make them comfortable in the spring. Because when they come up here, the first time I came up, I didn't want to mess up. I just didn't want to make a mistake. And that's not the way you want to play the game. You want to play loose and free, and you'll be a better player. And these guys help them do that. And so it makes that grace, that shortens that grace period where they feel a sense of comfort in the big leagues, because usually that takes a little bit of time, but it shortens the time when you're able to spend a lot of time with the guys in spring training.
Well, I've never seen you use a six-man rotation before, but you've got a couple of injured players coming back, pitchers, who are, as we say, haven't had spring training again. You know, you got that to deal with again, and you got pitchers who actually pitch them pretty well. How do you do this?
Well, it's a great question, because we don't know right now, to be honest. You know, Samardzija is going to make another start, so we got a little bit of time to get this ironed out. And, you know, there's some variables that become involved, days off, you know, if you want to go to six man, do you want to disrupt, you know, their normal rotation. I get to be honest, options play a part in this. You know, you want to keep a guy going, it can be optioned down, put somebody in a long man role. So, you know, these are things we're talking about. But these conversations are going to pick up here in probably 4 or 5 days.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a big part of the second half. These next 26 games are going to be a challenge. It's almost like April again. You know, here's the schedule of the next 26. It reminds you of April. How are you going to get through April? And you did. And here we have this 26 coming up with the A's and Seattle, going to Colorado, Arizona, the Cardinals, the Cubs, and all that.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the schedule and you go, this is going to be a tough part of the schedule. Then after that, you go, well, wait a minute, this is tough too. And then, you know, you can't assume anything. We go down to Miami, and, it, you know, I know everybody thought, well, you'll sweep Miami, but they played tough. And so it's every game. That's what you focus on. I'll look at the schedule because you're right. Those teams you mentioned, Oakland's playing great baseball. Look at Seattle's record. But right now, you know, we got to try to do what we need to do at home, but we got to get better on the road. And we're going to Arizona. We're going to Colorado. You know, this road trip to me is going to be a big one.
No, I agree. Those are two tough parks. You got two players that have been absolutely terrific. And you got more than two, but Crawford and Gorky's Hernandez. And I always say if you're going to win, you got to have players that kind of break through or have great seasons. They have had great first halves so far.
They really have. I mean, I hate to think where we would be, and we're not where we want to be, but where we would be if we didn't have those two. I mean, Crawl, I mean, he basically carried us over a month there with the help of, you know, everybody, of course, but especially Gorky's with the job he did. And so it's been really fun to look at, you know, the growth of Gorky's Hernandez. But he showed this last year. If you remember, Marty, it was 4 or 5 weeks. He was probably our best player. And now he's carried that into this year. And he came in kind of a role player. But, you know, he forced his issue. Now, I am going to have to give him some days because I'm going to need him in August and September. Probably going to get a day tomorrow. I got to get Jackson out there a game. I got to play Slater. So these guys, if they're going to help you, you got to give them an occasional start, and you got to rest some guys. So, but as well as Gorky's played, occasionally he needs a break.
Boy, interesting talking with Bruce Bochy about this first half as we get ready for more baseball. A couple of things have come up in the game, and I just get your opinion on it. One is the home run derby. And a lot of people say, well, they should take the four players who hit the ball the hardest or the four guys who are leading the league in home runs. And it's a big entertainment thing. Should it be volunteers? Or what's the best entertainment for the fans, you think? Or what would you like to see?
Well, I was a big home run derby fan when I was growing up. If you remember the old home run derbies, and they get Mantle and Mays and those guys, I couldn't wait to watch them. And now it's a little bit different, but it's still entertaining, especially as far as these guys are hitting the ball. And I just think, you know, the your biggest power guys should be in home run derby, you know. Whether it's Judge, Stanton, those type guys, Harper, I think that's who I would want to see. I think that's who the fans want to see. Now, you know, there's even been talking about Bumgarner, and, you know, and that may create some interest. But, you know, I personally would want to see the biggest power guys go against each other, and I think that creates, you know, the best entertainment you can have.
What's the longest home run you ever hit?
No, I don't know. You know, I couldn't tell you, but probably in Astrodome. You know, that's such a big park, and I still remember off of Griffin, the left center, and I surprised myself, but I was a pull hitter, so, you know, I didn't mess around with the oppo homer. I had to pull the ball. You know, I was pretty good at math in school, so I knew that 320 down the line was the best way to go.
Always a good one. All right. The other thing was, there's been an argument that says, or a discussion, that baseball should have an award show like the NBA does with Charles Barkley up there, you know, and make fun and have fun with the MVP and all that kind of stuff, or at least announce it during the playoffs. Now, you've been a World Series champion. What if the MVP Posey got announced in the middle of the, you know, the playoffs like the NFL does? What do you think about that? Or do you like the thing in November where they just come up with who gets the award, even manager of the year?
Yeah, I would be all for having a baseball award show. I think that was entertaining, and you know, you see guys in a different way. You know, I've been to the baseball writers event in January, and that's it's a beautiful event. It's nice, but you know, this is probably more for the award show for the public to see, and TV, and a bit more entertaining, and you know, guys can have fun with it. Oh, I think it'd be great to have a similar type platform.
All right. So, what's the biggest challenge, or what do you have to have happen the second half? You know, you're 42-39 in the first half, which is, you know, very good considering everything that happened. What's the biggest thing that has to happen for you the second half?
Well, Marty, I'll never stop talking about pitching. I mean, we're going to have to pitch, and that's what it's going to come down to. And you know, get those quality starts. I got to somehow keep this bullpen fresh. And as I always say, I mean, you got to get the timely hits. That was avoiding us. That's what we were missing early. We could have won in a lot of those games, but our batting average of runners in scoring position was awful, which surprised me because the veterans that we have, and they have a nose for an RBI, and I think that's going to get better. But we're going to have this pitching come through for us.
Good having you on. It's been, a terrific first half. It really has with all the injuries. And as I always say, the veteran teams figure it out in the second half, and I think you're a second-half team.
Well, I certainly hope so, Marty, and I hope the second half's even better than the first half, because it's going to be fun, and I think it's going to be a tight race, and I really believe that, you know, as we go in September, it's going to be close, and that's what I like about our club. I think they can handle that pressure. They've shown that.
Yeah, all right, great having you on. Enjoy it, and we'll see you when you get back. Thanks, Bruce.
All right, Marty, always good talking with you. Thanks.
All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the sports leader.